Thanks for listening to Schlereth than Evans On Demand, brought to you by Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. If you're in the market for replacement windows, there's only one place to turn. That's Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. Visit them online at windowsforyourhome.com.
Live from Training Camp 2018, inside the walls of UC Health Training Center, presented by Matthews Fine Watches and Jewelry. Here's Schlereth than Evans.
Hey, welcome in. UC Health Training Center live at Schlereth than Evans. The Broncos getting set to kick it off against the Chicago Bears today. And Troy Rank, my partner today. I am Mark Schlereth. And as you know, Troy Rank filling in for Mike Evans this week as he recovers from heart surgery. And as always, Troy is brought to you by Tranny Law. Have you or someone you know been charged with a DUI? Call for free consultation, 303-333-1816. Or go to Tranny Law. That's TRANILaw.com. Troy, how are you, my friend?
Not bad.
Yeah?
Nearly died in a hailstorm last night on the way home to Longmont. I hadn't seen a storm like that. Probably 7-8 years.
I was just commenting on this because we went down. My wife and I went down, had dinner last night together down at, I don't even know where the hell it was, but we went to Comedy Works because Sam Adams was headlining at Comedy Works in, in Greenwood Village or right there off I-25 and kind of Bellevue, whatever that is, whatever that center is there, and it's beautiful. I can't remember what the hell it's
Landmark.
Called. Landmark. There you go. Thank you, Scott the Huff. Landmark. And so we go to get a little dinner at One Republic or Republic One or some pizza place. I don't know what it is.
You're just making stuff up now.
No. It's like Republic One or One
Sounds
Republic. Or,
yeah. Sounds like a rock band.
I think it's named after a rock band, for all I know. I mean, that's what it sounds like, anyhow. Long story short, we go in and we do the comedy thing. Sam Adams was, you know, he wrote for the Post, wrote for the Rocky Mountain News for like 29 years, and then goes into comedy. And he's clean, he's funny, he's got a great sense of time. We had my wife and I, and we don't go out. Like, we just don't. We're old, you know. I mean, we just would rather sit at home and watch the Rockies game. But we went out and we had a great time with that. So I didn't get to watch the Rockies game. But the flip, are you serious with the Rockies? Like, in all seriousness, Marquez, I mean, he is 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 7 strikeouts. I mean, I know Verlander, I think, struck out 11 and 6, but he gave up. I can't even wrap my head around how this team is so resilient and how they show up against the great opponents. It is something that you have to tip your cap to the Rockies for the way they're going about this, chasing this this division crown for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, some serious resolve. I mean, that homestand, they brought the season right to the brink. Then they went 3 straight against L.A. The off day allowed them to kind of unclench the fist a little bit, exhale, and it all starts on the mound. Marquez gave him a terrific start. He's been nails on the road all season. He's found his curveball. I mean, he throws 95, 97. He was a tick wild, which I think helped him. He had a couple balls he threw over a batter's head and nearly hit it. Yeah, I think he hit one guy. I mean, he was just a little wild, but sometimes that's not the worst thing, especially when you're wild in and up, and then you got a curveball behind it. And when you can match 0 for 0 essentially with Verlander, I mean, he left trailing, 1-0, and then maybe he ended up, it was 1-0 for a bit, and then Nolan hits that Oppo taco to put him up 2-1. But the bigger issue for me, beyond Marquez, because he's pitched well for them, is their bullpen starting to settle down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ottavino and Davis look like they did earlier in the season, and you're going to need a couple more guys, but that's the key. I mean, now the Astros have lost 9 straight at home. The Rockies have 1-4 straight. The Dodgers are struggling. You know, Arizona's starting to hiccup a little bit. You got to think 90 wins, Mark. I thought 88 would get them in. You got to think 90 wins, but they continue to give themselves a chance. I give them nothing but credit. Again, I'm still a little concerned about the bullpen over the next 7 weeks, 6 weeks, but every time they get punched in the face, they get up. And that's the mark of a playoff team, that you can survive the kind of losses they've had over the last month and still be right there. So
yeah.
Credit to them.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And as we roll through the show, I really want to get your opinion on the Colorado Rockies, and we'll talk about it later. But I heard Big Al and D-Mac talking as I was driving down to watch the comedy show and have dinner with my wife about the Rockies MVP. Who's the MVP of the season? They came up with their MVPs. I want to get it from the source, the guy that covered this team for 20 years and probably knows baseball better than anybody else in this town, and that is you, my friend. So I want to get into that later in the show. But I just want to say, Troy, that I'm old. And I was livid in my living room yesterday afternoon about something that went on with this football team yesterday. And my wife is just like, you need to calm down. You are just that old. That's what she told me. You are just that old. You need to just calm down.
You gotta keep our composure.
I had no composure yesterday. I was literally pissed off, Troy. And the reason I was is, like, there's a time and a place. I was telling DeHuff this. My son went to Starkville, Mississippi when he was at University of Arizona, and he laid an egg on the mound. And Andy Lopez was the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, pulled my son and basically said, if you ever pitch like that again, it'll be the last time you ever pitch this university. Okay? That was the message. Now, there were some choice, colorful words. I cleaned it up for radio. And so my son said, you know, I'm on the bus, whatever, after, you know, we've lost to Mississippi State and Starkville, right? And they've got a storied, you know, college baseball program. And he's goofing around on the bus. And he goes, he gets on the plane, and Andy Lopez is sitting there. He's walking down, and he just opens up on Daniel and says, sit by me. And he just aired him out in front of the whole plane. And he said, so Daniel sits down by him right after he gets his butt chewed. And he said, son, there's a time and a place. It's a time and a place. And this was not the time nor the place after a performance like that for you to be all frou-ha-ha and jocularity and having a good time, right? You got to understand where you are in life. The rookie haircuts yesterday pissed me off.
I should have known you were going there.
You guys didn't show up for a preseason game. You took a Saturday night off as an organization. Your starters didn't piss a drop. But, oh, we're going to have rookie haircut day because we've earned it? I'm sorry. I am sorry, and I am old. But I'm telling you, it would have happened when we were winning back-to-back championships around here. It just wouldn't have happened. Not a performance like that. Time and a place. And maybe it's just a younger generation, or maybe it points to the lack of leadership and the lack of maturity we have on this football club right now, and that needs to develop, because you put a performance like that out there on Saturday night, man, there is no fun. There is, in the Shanahan years, there is no fun until you wash that taste out of your mouth by playing another preseason game. That's just where I stand. I don't know about you, Troy, and I know you put a story up, and I know everybody was laughing and it was funny, but it just irritated me. And for me, it was like, you guys don't have the maturity. You guys don't have the maturity to get past 5-11. That's what it said to me.
Captain Buzzkill.
I know it, right?
Stay off my lawn.
I guess I'm just that old. Everybody else thought it's funny. I just, like, mm-mm. I don't know.
It was supposed to be done before the first preseason game. It happened all so fast, so they kind of fit it in yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm with you in this regard, that it would be nice if they would play better and then have fun. The fact that they're having fun before they play well doesn't jive, but it was kind of a planned event.
Right,
it's
right.
It's kind of a planned event.
You know what you can do with planned events when things don't go the way you anticipate? You postpone the planned event.
I don't think you can get scissors any other time.
That was the only day
they were available.
Right. Like, I've got to have a colonoscopy, right? I've postponed it through training camp because we had a lot of things going on here with I'm probably going to postpone it until I'm in my grave based on what I've heard. Anyhow, that's me. I'm old. I'm having colonoscopies, and I'm pissed off about the Broncos giving haircuts. That's where I am right now in my life. You know what else bothers me? Why? That bothers me. You got the Nancy Kerrigan, Ben?
Why? Why?
That is either, I don't know if that's Nancy Kerrigan or if that's Paxton Lynch, but he asked the question why, and you know what? I'm going to let him know exactly why next.
Mark Schlereth here. When you're looking to replace your windows, you want the best. That's why I endorse Gravina's Window Center of Littleton. They sell Infinity from Marvin fiberglass windows. You can't buy Infinity windows from big box stores, so you know they never compromise on quality. Infinity fiberglass windows offer unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and durability. So call my friends at Gravina's Window Center of Littleton, 303-794-0490, or find them online at windowsforyourhome.com, and make sure you tell them Stink sent you.
Hey, welcome back to Training Camp 2018, presented by Matthews Fine Watches and Jewelry and Epic Mountain Gear, live from UC Health Training Center. I'm Mark Schlereth, filling in for Mike Evans. My co-host today, Troy Rank, as always, from Denver 7, Bronco Insider. And the question is, well, the question posed to VJ just yesterday about the Paxton Lynch benching.
He is upset. He didn't like it. He wants to know why, and he's got to play better. As simple as that. It's a competition. It's the league. Everyone's doing this. You know, no one's not playing their best players. Okay, and it's really more about Chad. You know, Chad has competed, and Chad's played well. You know, because if Chad's not playing well, he's still a two. You know, so it's really more about what Chad has done from the spring to now.
Troy, there's this saying in football. And that saying is, don't point the finger, pull the thumb. Take responsibility for your actions. Do you really not understand why you've been benched? Is that because if you don't understand why you've been benched, then you need to be cut for being an idiot, right? You're not smart enough to play quarterback for me.
I agree, Mark.
If you don't understand why, I mean, it can't – is that just a function? Like, one, either you're not smart enough to understand it, or two, what would be two in this scenario? That you're just asking a stupid question because you think you're supposed to ask a stupid question? You know – when you sit and watch film, if you have any self-awareness, any sense of what this game is all about, you know when you watch film, like, I don't have to tell you you suck. You can see it. You can watch the film. You can see the open receivers. You can see the errant throws. You can see the misreads. If you can't see that stuff, everybody can see it. You don't have to watch the film. Vance Joseph after the game goes, you know, we'll watch the film. You don't have to watch the film. You can watch the game tape and understand that you are so far behind. Right now, you've been beaten out by a seventh rounder for three straight seasons. Three straight seasons, and I know it feels, there's part of me that feels like this is piling on. Like, and at this point, seriously, Troy, at this point, like, from a piling on standpoint, I understand what people would say, hey, man, now you're just being mean, but if you are that clueless, you have that lack of awareness. It was like, remember Kaiser, who got drafted by the Browns last year? Deshaun Kaiser, and he came out in the pre-draft process and said, man, I've got the brain of Tom Brady and the body of Cam Newton. I'd have taken him off the draft board. Like, you can't play for me because you have zero awareness. Right now, I look at Paxton Lynch. You have zero awareness, zero ability to process. I always say this, you know, and the old saying is, and I tweeted this out yesterday, the old saying is, you know, the best ability is availability. No, the best ability in my mind is responsibility and taking responsibility for your own actions. You're a finger pointer. Pull a thumb. The reason you're not playing is because you're not good. You haven't progressed. You make the same mistakes. The unforgivable sin in the National Football League is to be a mistake repeater. Do it over and over and over again and get the same results. There's a reason you're not playing, and it's because you haven't earned the right to play. That first round shine is gone.
Well, here's the deal, Mark. If you have to ask why, if you're Paxton Lynch, that you were benched, you know the answer right now. If you have to ask why, then you know your answer.
Right.
Because like you said, it's complete lack of self-awareness. Now, maybe it was a knee-jerk of, coach, why, what happened? But that's a 12-year-old asking that.
Right.
That doesn't understand why you took his Xbox away or why you took his, you know, his slumber party privileges away. He might not grasp it. As a third-year player in the league, if you have to go to Vance Joseph and you're upset and have to ask why, that is your answer. You don't get it. I mean, it's really that simple. In the case with Lynch now, whether it's piling or not, here's the reality of it. The moment they made this decision, his future here was over, barring injury to Chad Kelly. Barring injury to Chad Kelly over the next 2.5-3 weeks, the moment you demoted Lynch to third string, his future is over. I know from talking to players, the buzz had been growing for a week from guys like, when are they going to bench him? That's from practice. That had nothing to do with the game.
Right.
So Vance was backed into a corner. He had no choice. It was a hard decision, but it was easy based on performance. And you talk about sayings, and in baseball they have a saying like, players make out the lineup. If you hit, you don't sit.
Yeah.
So if you're hitting, guys, I'm going to punish and put him at 8-hole. Like, you players make out the lineup. The better you do, you're going to hit between that kind of 1 and 6 spot, depending on your speed. If you don't hit, what excuse? I can't move you up to 2-hole and say, oh, yeah, he's going to figure it out there. And in Paxton's case, he made the decision for Vance Joseph. Vance didn't even have to make it. He went out there and threw out a 6-for-11, 24 yards, no huddle presence, no leadership, and got booed off the field. And you're wondering why? You got benched? Did you watch the film? Did you live it? Like, were you having some kind of out-of-body experience? You know, you were Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap, and you weren't there? You were in a different time warp? Like, what happened?
Whoa.
You've never seen Quantum Leap?
What is Quantum Leap?
Cheesy, wonderfully cheesy 80s TV show.
Scott Bakula?
Yes.
Is that like his any relation to Dracula? Because they sound alike.
No, not that
Bakula,
I know.
Dracula?
How have you never heard of that?
80s
cheesy TV.
Great show.
Like what year in the 80s? Well, one.
I'm going to look it up, but it was I would say mid 80s.
Mid 80s? Well, I was at the University of Idaho.
They didn't have cable in Idaho, the entire state, so.
No. Well, you know what they did have? Kegs.
Kegs?
They didn't have cable, but they had kegs.
They had kegs and eggs.
Yes, that may have been how I missed it.
Kegs and eggs.
Right.
Mark Schlaert, the workout plan.
May have been how I missed
late
that.
Late 80s.
Late 80s.
Early
90s. Well, then the reason.
Then you have no excuse.
No, I have a perfect excuse. I was too busy dispensing justice in the National Football League, being self-aware of my lot in life and not wasting my time playing video games, actually studying and preparing.
Oh, here we go.
You know.
How did you not get cast in Roadhouse instead of Patrick Swayze? That's what I want to know.
Dude, did you see my high school picture? Did you see my high school picture?
Sweet to lick.
I should have been cast in Roadhouse because I was yoked and ripped. Like, had I been an actor at that point, there's no question that then I would have been in Ghost, right?
Yes, and you would have probably been in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, I would. You know,
you would have just grabbed the girl, you'd have thrown her right over into the lake.
Yeah, I'd have just tossed her through the ceiling, and then they would have said, "Cut." Poor Jennifer Grey. Then she'd have really needed a nose job.
That's when you would have changed your name at that point to Dakota Stone Schlereth, right?
Just Dakota Stone.
Just Dakota Stone.
Dakota Stone. That's a great name, by the way. Hey, free beer. Is it too good to be true? Probably. That's next in the Morning Brew.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are going to get weird.
You're going to keep lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange mocha frappuccino.
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
This ball well hit to right field. Long run for Waddick, and it is gone. Two-run, home run. The DH, Nolan Arenado, and the Rockies are in front.
That sound brought to you by AT&T Sportsnet, and I'm telling you what, these Rockies, they just flat won't go away, and it gives me great hope because the bigger the series, the bigger the pitching matchup, the more pressure that seems to be on these guys, they just seem to perform. Can they do this against the bad teams? That would be my question. Do they breathe a sigh of relief? But they keep impressing me. They have resiliency. I'm telling you what, Troy, this has been an amazing run since about 3 weeks before the All-Star break. Just an amazing run.
Well, here's where they deserve credit. They said on the broadcast last night they played 41 consecutive games against teams of 500 or better, an MLB record. In the history of baseball, nobody's had that kind of stretch.
41 straight? of 500 or better opponents.
Yeah.
Really?
So it's been a relentless wood chipper of a schedule, and they're surviving it. They've come out. I mean, it nearly took them down in that St. Louis-Milwaukee road trip.
I mean, right. I thought that was the end. I really did.
And
honestly
it still
did.
Might haunt them, those three games. But they are showing the resolve to come out the other side of this thing because the schedule just doesn't let up. I mean, tonight they got Garrett Cole.
Right.
You know, you get through Verlander, and hello, you wake up, and you get Garrett Cole. And then you go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
A team that's probably the most surprising team in baseball this season. But give Herman Marquez credit. He set the tone, Mark. Like, on the road this year, he's 6-3. He's got a 200 batting average against. His curveball last night was legit.
His batting average for versus his batting average against, right? 200 against, and he's got to be hitting over 300. I mean, I know he's hitting over 300 on the season, right? But on the road? I mean, the guy's absolutely been amazing.
Think of this. They won a game last night where he wasn't in the lineup as a hitter. They're rolling out Walters and Valleca,
right,
who are both in the 150 range. Now, Tony had one big hit, but essentially you have two outs in the lineup. Nolan's DHing, not playing third. All Marquez does is put his foot down and stymie the Astros. Big win for the Rockies.
And the Colorado Rockies have leapfrogged the L.A. Dodgers. They're one game behind Arizona right now, 6-4 in the last 10. I tell you what, things are trending up to win this division for the first time in a quarter of a century. Next on the Morning Brew.
Okay, let's go. Take it all off.
You got it.
Just a little off the side, please.
You bet.
You can do that?
Sure. This ain't the Army, you know.
Police Academy, nothing better than stupidest 80s cheesy movies, as we talked about with Quantum Leap, which I've never seen. But the Broncos, and again, this is just going to be Captain Buzzkill, and I'm old and I'm cranky, but I just think there's a time and place. And the Broncos did the rookie haircuts yesterday. We never did rookie haircuts when I was playing, but, you know, that's the thing now. So apparently, you know, we got to be millennials and have a lot of fun with the rookie haircuts. Even when we roll out on Saturday night and lay an egg against the Minnesota Vikings, don't show up, start slow, and don't play. But you know what? I guess your rookie haircuts, that's more important than actually the way you play on a football field. So good for you guys. I hope you enjoy it. And these are the issues that I, as an old curmudgeon, have. And I hope you guys play better on Saturday, because right now, if you don't play better on Saturday, I'm just going to light you up on Monday morning. I can't wait.
You're a lot of fun at parties. I can imagine you walk into a rave and you're like, no. Throw on Stairway to Heaven. Let's change the mood around here.
No.
I want something depressing.
No.
Smith's unhappy birthday.
No. I walk in, I want a little Wham. George Michael.
Oh, my God. Please stop with the Wham.
Jitterbug, yeah. You walk into the rave, it's Jitterbug,
now,
baby.
So, and I'll relate it back to Wham. I believe the rookie haircut thing is a little played out at this point. I think they should make them style their hair. So feather it like 70s style.
Mm.
Maybe you do an old school mullet. I think the choppy looks like you lost the fight with a wood eater thing is kind of played out now. And I get it. The guys have fun with it. But I think they should have to wear like 70s feathered hair, maybe a perm.
Do they do the rookie talent show?
They do.
Okay.
And that was supposed to depend on how badly your hair got cut. Bradley Chubb sang, I think it was like Can't Stop the Rain. He did well. Sutton did well singing. Isaac Yiadom did well. A lot of rookies did not, is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And if you had long hair, people will ask, like Philip Lindsay, he had his eyebrows shaved, slash like Bob Geldof in Clockwork Orange. So he has no eyebrows right now.
No
but
eyebrows.
But he was able to keep his afro. So
we could pencil in his eyebrows like Yeah from the internship or whatever it was. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think he's telling me the truth. He knows if he's lying to me, then I'm done. Everybody gets one mulligan, and it better be a mulligan where you're telling the truth. Then I got your back. If you're not, I'm done with you. Because it's too hard trying to do what we're trying to do and have all the other going on too.
That is Hugh Jackson talking about Antonio Callaway, who, you know, made him... What was the whole deal about Antonio Callaway? He got pulled over. He got
3 a.m. pulled over outside of Cleveland he had a suspended license. They said they detected an odor of marijuana. They confiscated, based on what Callaway said last night on the show, a roach clip. He didn't tell the team. So they found out via news, the way it was portrayed in Hard Knocks, via breaking news,
right,
is how they found out. And he was holding in the secret at practice. You could tell he wanted to say something,
right,
but he was afraid because he's been in trouble a million times at Florida. That's the reason he wasn't a first or second round draft pick. But their punishment to him was to play him the entire preseason game every play.
Yeah. That, which is like, hey, we're going to make you go double recess as a, you know, I mean, first off, obviously you make decisions like a child anyhow, but now we're going to give you extra recess. That doesn't make any sense to me. By the way, I did tease the beer thing. Did you see that Budweiser put these in like 10 different bars? They put these, beer fridges and they've got them locked and chained. And when the Cleveland Browns win their first game, they're going to open up the chains and the patrons of that particular establishment will get free beer. So, I personally think that beer is safe. I think it's safe.
You don't think you're going to win a game?
No, they'll win a game, but I think it's safe for the first month of the season anyhow.
That could be. Their schedule's not kind early. They're going to win. My guess is 3 to 4 games that they're going to win. Jackson won't survive. He'll be fired after the season. I'll say this. I watched Hard Knocks last night, a better episode. It's better when there's games.
I've not watched it. I'm looking forward to watching it, and obviously they replay him several times, so I will watch it here in the very near future. Next on The Morning Brew.
Corey. What's happening, sports fan?
Why am I running second team?
What you said?
Why am I running second team?
Crazy.
Well,
it's
tight,
then
you go ask Todd. If you don't want me to play, why won't y'all just trade me?
Uh-oh. Another why. Corey Coleman, same draft class, same...
Why?
If you guys don't want me, right, you just trade me. Okay. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. I mean, Lord have mercy.
Call the wambulance. I mean, it was so just such a lack of self-awareness. Why am I playing second team? And they literally show like 45 seconds of clips of him not running the right route and dropping passes and Haley screaming at him.
Right.
You got to do better. You got to do better. And then he's arguing with Haley on the sideline. He's like, that ball would hit you in the chest. No, it wouldn't have. No, it wouldn't have. He's like a little kid. I mean, you could see why they moved on from him. I mean, and again, talent is one thing in that league, but you have to have the cerebral piece at well at some point.
Well, you know what you have to have? You have to be your own worst critic. And if you're not your own worst critic, you're not going to grow. I mean, that's a free piece of advice for any walk of life. Like, if you're the guy that is the victim, you play the victim, oh, my goodness. Like, look at yourself. Look at yourself. And for Paxton Lynch, don't play the victim, man. Look at yourself critically. Corey Coleman, look at yourself critically, and you'll know exactly why the things happen to you the way they happen to you. That's just a fact. You are where you are in your life because of the decisions you made. End of story. Hey, Troy, no Lions, no Tigers, but Bears. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. Welcome back, UC Health Training Center. Yeah, DeHuff, get a picture of Troy Rank, who, God love you, man. You are awesome, Troy. But this may be the worst radio look in the history of radio looks. So it's a little chilly here, I'm not going to lie, but it's beautiful. It's a beautiful Colorado morning, right? Beautiful summer morning. Little bit on the crisp side, but it is great. It's going to be a great day for joint practices. And my partner here, Troy Rank, has got, the hoodie on with the head, gear, which is the, radio, the cans, as we like to call them, over the hoodie ears. So you're hearing all right though, right, Troy?
I got hit with hell last night. My equilibrium's off. I'm lucky to be alive, but no, go ahead, make
right.
fun of me.
Yes.
Go ahead, just make fun of me. It's fine. That's I know
what,
how you are.
That's what guys do. Troy Rank filling in for Mike Evans. As always, he's brought to you by Tranny Law. If you or someone you know has been charged with a DUI, call for free consultation 303-333-1816 or go to TRANILaw.com. So, Troy, joint practices today.
Yes.
Which to me is, like, this is the most important practice that they have had to this point. Joint practices are amazing. One, the energy level gets ratcheted up, right? You're playing somebody else in a different color uniform, guys that you don't necessarily know. Saturday night, they got shocked a little bit. They played guys they didn't know, you know, and I heard a bunch of, well, Von Miller didn't play. You know what? Three of their five starting offensive linemen didn't play for Minnesota, and they still opened a can on you. So, you know, I'm not concerned about that. You play against different guys. You play against guys that maybe you're not familiar with. You're playing against a scheme that you're not totally familiar with. That means, to me, that means you've got to read the guy on the fly. You've got to read the defense, or you've got to read the offensive formations and personnel groupings. You've got to be at your best to be able to function in this situation. This is going to be the best work they're going to get, and they're going to get put in situations, hopefully, that are mutually beneficial to both teams. So, Troy, what are your expectations as the Broncos take on the Bears in these joint practices?
It's a gauge for them. And they need to get more reps for some of their young players they're counting on. Cortland Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton. You're talking about Chad Kelly getting reps against the twos. Jake Butt getting more reps. They have to get these guys, because you know this, Mark. The preseason is not the regular season. And practices, you have these scrimmages. These are better than practices. So everything kind of ratchets up as you get closer to the regular season. So it is a gauge. The Bears' defense was pretty good last year. They averaged, I think they allowed around 20 points a game. They're a physical defense. They weren't very good offensively at times. They have more weapons now. But they will be a good gauge for this offense, because I talked to Vance Joseph yesterday, and I asked him, what is the key to getting a better start offensively, or even just a better start overall, based on, you know, the buzzkill outing?
It's probably hair. I would say haircuts. Was that the answer?
Sure. That wasn't the answer.
Oh.
No, but why I bring it up was he gave like basically a minute and a half response to the question. So clearly it's something that's been on their mind. He said it is mindset, and that they can't have, basically said, what happened the other day cannot happen again. We cannot. They supplied to the players a few weeks ago data that shows teams that lead after the first quarter win like 65% of the time.
Right.
And they stress fast start, stressed it, and then they go out there and, you know, step on a banana peel. So we'll see if they take to it, you know, because the haircut thing doesn't bother me if it was a way that was, you know, it relaxes the end of camp and allows them to hit the reset button. If they follow up the haircut thing with a poor practice today and don't play well Saturday, then it becomes part of a bigger fabric.
Okay, did you follow up with Vance when you talk about, hey, like it's a mindset thing? Did you follow up with him and say, well, like, how do you change that mindset? Like, why? First off, why are you rolling into these games? Why did you roll into last season and have a bunch of games where you rolled over? Like, you know, these are the things that I guess bother me. Is I can understand, like, it's easy to say, hey, you know what, can't have that holding call, can't have that offsides call, can't start off slow, can't bust assignments on gap, you know, in your gap on defense, can't have that missed tackle, can't lose outside arm leverage, can't, you know, right? I can go through a million different things that happen that you can say, I can't do that. That's great. I appreciate that you can't have these mistakes, but why do you continue to have these mistakes, and how do you correct these mistakes? Like, if you continue to start off slow, at some point, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results? Like, at some point, don't you have to come up with a plan to fix it? Like, do you have what's your fix-it plan? Like, you know, that's what bothers me. And that's, you know, Vance Joseph will continue to be criticized until he finds a way for this team to show up, and hopefully it's on Saturday night, show up and actually look like a football team, like a prepared football team. Which they, like, let's face it, Troy, they didn't look that prepared last year.
Right, several times.
We can sit there and point the finger and say, well, it was that they didn't have a quarterback. You think that's the only problem on this team? That they didn't have a quarterback?
That was the main problem, but it's clearly
not the only problem. Right, it's not the only problem. So the point being is how do you go about fixing it? And today is the most important day of practice that they've had to this point in the 2018 season. And how are you not going to allow that to happen again? And again, I keep going, like, you got to have great players. I understand that. But there has got to be consequences. and you have got to coach these players up and have them understand the importance of what we're doing right now.
Well, to your point, they've identified the problem. They don't start well. The key is the solution. It's the Seinfeld episode.
Right.
Anyone can take a car reservation. Holding the reservation is critical. So when I show up, I have a car. Anyone can field the phone call and take the phone call, hold the car. They've identified the problem. Now I need the solution.
Right.
That's what I'm asking. Like, what is the key? Like, sometimes when pitchers give up runs in the first inning.
Yes.
Like, that's their inning, their El Guapo, if
yeah.
you will. They say, okay, the last 10 pitches of your bullpen before you come out, treat it as a batter, do a count. Put a hitter in there, just stand. He's not going to swing. Something to get it changed. What are they doing to change? Because when they run out of that tunnel, something's got to change. How do you run out the tunnel against the Vikings, a team that's a Super Bowl contender, and just get punched right in the face? It's like what was the movie? A Hangover. In the face!
In the face!
That's what it was!
Right.
On both sides!
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if, okay, the defense got gashed, they didn't have gap assignment.
Mm-hmm.
The offense, what they had, their first six drives without a first down? I mean, it was Chad Kelly, the reason they had chance for his name is he brought life back to the stadium. He and Isaiah McKenzie.
Right.
So, they have to figure it out. The players told me that Von Miller in practice the last couple days has been really good about, hey, this has got to change. We need to get some momentum going. And he's really showing his leadership. But again, we hear it. You got to show it.
Right.
You can talk about it. You got to be about it.
You can talk about how good practices have been. At some point, you got to go out and you've got to play well. That has got to happen. Don't pull the finger, or don't point the finger. Pull the thumb. The question that Paxton Lynch asked Vance Joseph, why? You really want to know? All right, I'm going to let you know. Clear the Air is next.